Hello and welcome to day 11 of our preparation for total consecration. We are one third of the way. Let's begin. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 11. Contrition for your sins and confession. To live in total consecration to Our Lady, you must make constant efforts to maintain a clear conscience and to please her in all you do. The Immaculate cannot have the joy of presenting you to God as her own if you choose to be in sin. Although when you are her possession and property, you can have the greatest confidence that she will help you not to fall into sin, you must nevertheless always remain vigilant. Our Lady will never fail you, but your weakness will remain with you. And sadly, you will be able to fail her. If it should happen that your resolve ever grows weak and you fall again, do not delay for a moment to make your return to God. Remember that He has given Our Lady especially to those who are the weakest, most miserable, most prone to fall. Pray to Our Lady saying, "Dearest Mother, forgive me and obtain forgiveness for me from Jesus." Right then and there, resolve not to sin again. If you turn to her sincerely and invoke her with confidence, the Immaculate will not let you sink any deeper. Acknowledge your sin with humility, but make up for it with prompt acts of loving reparation rather than prolonged sadness. From that very moment, seek to act only for love of her and her Son. Try to console her in your very next action by doing whatever Jesus wants of you and doing it as well as possible, and then seek to confess your sin at the next opportunity. If you act this way, rest assured that you will be forgiven by our Lord and restored to His grace in that very moment. When you approach the sacrament of confession, do so with great diligence and confidence. Examine your conscience on Calvary together with Mary. At the foot of the cross, she received from Jesus the grace to know each and every child for whom she was suffering, and each and every sin for which she was expiating together with Him. She saw and knew you, and she saw and knew each and every one of your sins. She endured unspeakable suffering because of you, whom she loves so much, because you were the cause of the death of her Son. She who knows your soul so intimately can and will guide you in your examination of conscience if you take the time to recollect yourself in her loving presence. When you examine your conscience, think most of all about the fact that it was your fully deliberate sins, whether mortal or even only venial, which pierced her heart most. The Immaculate wants to help you discover your sins, starting with the fully deliberate ones, and to have her same sentiments of detestation for them. But she does not wish you to remain there. She wants to fill your heart with trust that you can and will overcome them, because she, together with Christ, has had full victory over them. Your heart must burn with an ardent desire to console your sorrowful co-redemptrix. Yes, she knew you and all your sins, which filled her with bitter grief, but she also knew every sincere effort you would make to sin no more. And what an ineffable consolation this was to her motherly heart. Confess your sins frequently and console her by your profound contrition and firm purpose of amendment in every confession you make. Let us now turn to page 79 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O most holy Trinity, O one God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily from the first moment I awake to adore you most humbly. O divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Salutation of the Blessed Virgin by St. Francis of Assisi. Hail, O Lady, Holy Queen, Holy Mother of God, you are the Virgin-made Church, and the one chosen by the Most Holy Father in heaven, whom he consecrated with his most holy, beloved Son, and with the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, with whom there was and is all the fullness of grace and every good. Hail his palace, hail his tabernacle, hail his home, hail his robe, hail his servant, hail his mother, and hail all you holy virtues which through the grace and light of the Holy Spirit are poured into the hearts of the faithful, so that from their faithless state you may make them faithful to God. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for day 11. And as I mentioned, we are one third of the way there. So today's topic of reflection is going to be very relevant for our actual day of consecration. Throughout history, the Virgin Mary has appeared several times promoting certain sacramentals that she would like her children to wear. Now, I'm going to go over just a couple of them. And again, maybe not all of them are for you. Everybody needs to discern what they wear, why they wear it, how they wear it on their own. And we are not to judge anybody else and how they wear or what they wear. But again, do this discernment in consultation with Mary. Make an act of faith in her presence. Blessed Virgin Mary, I believe you are really present. Do you want me to wear this thing as a sign of my consecration to you? Pray and be open to those movements of the heart which she directs you. So let's go ahead and begin with the first sacramental that the Virgin Mary ever promoted. And you can wear it beginning now, or you can wear it beginning on the day of your consecration. And that is the brown scapular. The Virgin Mary appeared to a man named Saint Simon Stock in the 13th century, and she said to him, "Have a garment made in this likeness, and anybody who wears it around their neck with one part in the front, one part in the back, as a sign of their consecration, shall not suffer eternal fire." So the brown scapular is one of my favorite sacramentals to give out, especially to teenagers, because it's kind of like a hidden sacramental. I'm wearing a brown scapular right now and nobody can see it. It's something that is truly between the Virgin Mary and me. When the second person of the Holy Trinity became man, what did he do? He wore the flesh of the Virgin Mary. He was the first person to say, "Mary, you are my mother." And so when I consecrate myself to the Virgin Mary, I say truly, "Blessed Mother, you are my mother. I wish to have your flesh clothe me. I wish your blood to flow through my veins, just like Jesus makes me more like Christ." But I can't wear her flesh. I can't have her blood pumping through my veins. So I will wear this cloth underneath my clothing, on my bare skin, as a sign that I want to be clothed with the Virgin Mary. What about that promise? Well, the Virgin Mary makes a promise. The Virgin Mary keeps her word. Nobody who wears the brown scapular as a sign of their consecration shall suffer eternal fire. Saint Alphonsus, doctor of moral theology, confirms this, and he says, no child of the Virgin Mary shall ever be lost. So I encourage you, give brown scapulars to your children, to your family and your friends, put them in Christmas gifts, and encourage people, wear this sign underneath your shirts. Nobody will know that you're wearing it. It's just a special little promise between you and the Virgin Mary. The second sacramental that I'm going to share with you is called the Miraculous Medal. The Virgin Mary appeared to a young nun named Catherine Laboure in 1830. She said, have a medal struck in this image. It was an image of the Virgin Mary crushing the head of the serpent with her hands outstretched, rays coming out of her hands. Around her were the words, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you. On the back of it was the cross with an M at the foot of the cross with the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and around it was 12 stars. This miraculous medal is very, very powerful. The Virgin Mary said to Catherine, anybody who wears the miraculous medal around their necks, especially if they wear it with confidence, will receive extraordinary graces. That means Our Lady always has her eyes upon you. You're never without her presence if you wear the miraculous medal. The miraculous medal comes in all shapes and sizes. For women, sometimes they like to wear very teeny tiny little dainty ones. You see me, I wear a big, large blue one. Now, many people always ask me, Gabriel, where do you get your blue miraculous medal? I get mine from St. Paul Street Evangelization. They even sell them in this little packet that comes with a chain, and this is the large size miraculous medal. Mine is much bigger. They sell some that are much bigger, but not in this package. It comes with a prayer card with a QR code that has a link to this extraordinary video on the miraculous medal that I published and produced. So I will put links to where you can get this packet, because this is a great way to evangelize. But concerning our Marian consecration, Maximilian Kolbe said, wear the miraculous medal as a sign of your consecration to the Virgin Mary, and wear it as a protection of your consecration to the Virgin Mary, because the Virgin Mary has promised her special protection and extraordinary graces for those who wear it. So I bring this up today in this video because maybe you want to buy yourself a really fancy miraculous medal and have it arrive here, and you put it on the day that you do your prayers of consecration, and you wear this medal as a sign of your consecration. Every time you look at it, you're reminded, that's the medal I decided to wear on the day I gave my life to the Virgin Mary, and it will be such a treasure for you. Now, those are sacramentals that the Virgin Mary has appeared and promoted and attached to them special promises. There are a couple of other things that people do as signs of their consecration that might interest you. So for example, St. Louis de Montfort would have people wear a little chain, a little wire around their wrists as a sign of their slavery to the Virgin Mary. Now, I have known modern people to buy a bracelet or to buy one of these little cuffs, and then inside of it have engraved the words Totus Tuus and the date of their consecration. And that's very special. I see that they sell these kind of bracelets and cuffs on Etsy, where if you're interested in getting a little cuff in the style of St. Louis de Montfort, or a bracelet and you want to have engraved on there Totus Tuus with your consecration date, you can do that. I don't make any money off of these Etsy sellers. These are just things that I'm encouraging you to think about and consult Mary about prior to your consecration. Also, this is something that I've done. So I wear a ring that is a sign of my consecration to the Virgin Mary. The ring that I wear, I designed. I have a video that explains why a ring. Well, a ring is a sign of a self-gift to another person. And why the symbols on it? Well, these are the symbols of the miraculous medal. So I have the miraculous medal essentially on my finger. Our Lady said wear the miraculous medal around your neck. But when I go to sleep, I like to still have signs of my consecration to Our Lady. So I will also put links to where you can get a consecration ring. I don't make any money off of these. It takes about 2 weeks to get. So again, it's fitting that I mention it here on day 11. All of these symbols and sacramentals are wonderful ways of marking your consecration. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.